Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Jessica Ojeda. I'm your online English teacher. And yes, I'm a little sick, but not very sick. I think it's just my sinuses. So forgive me for sounding horrible, but I'm doing something in my house right now, and I wanted to share it with you because it really helps understand how phrasal verbs work and how phrasal verbs differ from just regular verbs when we add that little word to it, you know, like up or in or on or down, around. All right, so as you all know, I have dogs. I have lots of dogs. I foster dogs, and I haven't successfully found any of my new puppies. They're really dogs, not puppies, home yet, because I've just been feeling a little down, and I haven't really worked too hard at finding them a home. But that's not my point. Actually, my point is that I've had these dogs and they ruined my carpet. Okay, so I have carpet in my bedroom, in my extra bedroom, and in my hallway in my house. And they've ruined it. And it's not their fault that they ruined it. It's mainly my fault because when I don't feel good, I don't feel like taking them outside. Okay, this sounds like I'm a horrible foster mother, but truth be told, none of us are perfect, and I try really hard, and the dogs are doing much better with me than they would be doing on the street where they were. So, even though I don't give them the perfect life, I still feel good about the life that I do give them and the life that I hopefully will find for them. But back to the phrasal verb that I'm talking about. My carpet is ruined, and now I have to rip it up. Alright, so I want you to tell me, what's the difference in I ripped my carpet up and I ripped my carpet? Okay, so again, that is, what's the difference in I ripped my carpet up and I ripped my carpet? Alright, I look forward to your responses. Thank you very much for being my student. I love you all. And please visit my website, selvingres.com. Thank you. Bye-bye.